home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
For unique, well-made gifts that won't tackle your budget, connect with Connections in Harbor Beach. Hi, I'm Frida Henschel. Handcrafted gifts by local and regional Michigan artists include something to fit every budget while showing your recipient you really care. Hand-woven scarves and alpaca socks to keep you warm in the bleachers or even the hunting blind. Pictures of ships and lighthouses and an ever-changing selection of handcrafted jewelry and pottery items are just a few examples. We're open Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Mondays. But check out our website anytime and let's go Pirates!
Connect with Connections at hbconnections.net or call 989-553-4368.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports, your home for high school football. On the field right now, Harbor Beach receiving their individual medals for the sister championship in Division 8. Let's tell you how we got to this point with the final score of 56-20, Harbor Beach taking down New Lothrop. Now finishes their season at 10-1. The entire season, New Lothrop gave up 41 points. Harbor Beach put up 56 alone in tonight's game. Let's start at halftime. New Lothrop starts... Harbor Beach started the second half with the ball, deferring to the second half, and they took good advantage of it, starting with a touchdown with Travis Hessmaker capping it off with a two-yard run for the score, makes it 35-7. New Lothrop then has a injury to number 34, Brandon Green, a heck of a running back for New Lothrop. He goes down with a head injury. He's taken to the hospital for treatment, and then New Lothrop responds with 6:54 left in the third with a touchdown from Taylor Krupp and a 17-yard catch. Harbor Beach 35, New Lothrop 14. 6:57 in the third. Harbor Beach gives up the ball on an onside kick. New Lothrop recovers. It's now 35-14 still. New Lothrop, though, about 2 minutes later and 5 seconds, has to punt after their drive stalled by the Harbor Beach defense. Still 35-14, Harbor Beach for the ball. 2:07 left in the third. Eli Kraft takes control of a 17-yard keeper. Goes in for the touchdown, makes it 41-14. New Lothrop responds with a punt. And then Harbor Beach goes down with a touchdown. Eli Kraft with a 3-yard run. Goes for two, 49-14. New Lothrop, not done yet. 5:06 left in the fourth. Scores with a Austin Newman 1-yard run. The point after was blocked by Eli Kraft. 49-20, Harbor Beach still by 29 points. Harbor Beach, though, responds one more time on the night with 3.5 minutes left. Aaron Kinther with a 27-yard run for the touchdown. Final score, 56-20. Harbor Beach with an impressive win over a very good New Lothrop team.
Offensively, in the second half specifically, it was all wing T. They never went away from the wing T. New Lothrop never had an answer for it. And it's really a time-killing formation that is very deceptive and can go for some big plays if you're not careful, especially like the last touchdown of the game. Aaron Ginther went for 27 yards. It was 3rd-and-3, maybe 3rd-and-4. They were just looking for a first down so they could run 3 more plays and kill the clock that way. Instead, he goes to the house for an easy score. So they gambled up the middle, and he went around the outside. So, again, that formation can be as dangerous as any, and definitely chews up the clock, forces 3-4 yards at a time. And it's a great formation, especially for Harbor Beach to have in their back pocket when they have the lead. And, again, Harbor Beach really not having to punt all night. The offense was clicking on all cylinders. Defense gave up quite a few yards, but come up with the turnovers when needed, and that really was the difference in the game.
Individually now, New Lothrop ends up with 352 yards off 64 plays. Austin Newman went 19 for 38 for 264 yards. The stat of the game, 4 interceptions, 2 on his first 2 possessions in the first quarter, which really set the tone for the rest of this game. New Lothrop had 88 yards rushing off of 26 plays, 264 yards passing off of 38 plays, and most of those yards came off that last drive, and Harbor Beach was just not giving up the big play. Brandon Green still led all running backs for New Lothrop, even going down to the third quarter with an injury, with 7 carries and 37 yards and a touchdown. Josh Wendling, six carries for 6 yards. Trevor Beach, one carry for no gain. Number 10, Michael Muka, 4 carries for 30 yards. And Austin Newman, the quarterback, 8 carries for 15 yards and a touchdown. Those were the 2 touchdowns for New Lothrop tonight. Excuse me, 2 of the 3. Austin Newman, like we said, was 19 for 38 for 264 yards, but 4 interceptions. Trevor Beach caught a number of those for 68 yards. 5, in fact, for 68 yards. Taylor Krupp, 4 for 40 yards. Jack Van Cleve was 4 for 48 yards. And Michael Muka was 6 for 107 yards on the night. As far as, so New Lothrop with 352 yards off of 64 plays. Harbor Beach ran 53 plays for 436 yards. Travis Essmaker with 4 carries for 20 yards, part of the Harbor Beach's rushing attack of 360 yards tonight off of 48 plays. They ran 5 plays passing for 76, like we said, for 436 total yards. Travis Essmaker, 4 carries, 20 yards. Derek Puff, 17 carries for 121 yards and 3 touchdowns, according to our stat book. That could be 2, I believe. DJ Ridner, 5 carries for 28 yards and a touchdown. Aaron Ginther, 5 carries for 53 yards. And Eli Kraft, 17 carries for 138 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also threw for 1. He was 3 for 5 in passing for 76 yards, all coming in the first half. And Aaron Ginther grew out in 2 of those passes for 71 yards, as well as Avery Wehner, the other catch for 5 yards. And the other stat we didn't talk about was that pick 6 for Aaron Ginther on the first drive of the night for 55 yards into the end zone. So technically, you could say that Harbor Beach ended up with over 500 yards, or just shy of 500 yards, at 491 yards on the night, if you include the pick 6 there for Harbor Beach on this night. Impressive through and through. We almost thought it would be too good to be true. And here, Harbor Beach ends up with a victory, 56-20, over a very good New Lothrop team.
They are, but again, we said this multiple times tonight, can't say it enough. Harbor Beach is battle-tested. New Lothrop was not. They fell behind early. They forced a few passes early. Harbor Beach made them pay for it, and New Lothrop was never able to get back into the game. The offense for Harbor Beach was literally, virtually unstoppable. The defense gave up a decent amount of yards, but a lot of that come in prevent defenses. You know, 3rd and 15s that they gave up 8-10 yards. We're okay with doing that. But the big thing for me is the stat where Travis Essmaker had 4 carries for 20 yards. He averaged 5 yards a carry. That was the lowest average on the team. I mean, we're talking 5 yards a play. Derek Puff was averaging 7 yards a play. DJ Ridner, 5.5 a carry. Aaron Ginther, 10. Eli Kraft, 8 yards a carry. I mean, these guys are averaging, you know, almost a first down every time they touch the ball. So that tells you the power that the Harbor Beach offense has. Even though they're undersized, they're so quick, they stay on their blocks, they do a nice job all the way around. And on defense, they're all over the place. They have to make up for their lack of size. And they really took it to this New Lothrop team tonight. Something that we thought Harbor Beach could win tonight, but we did not think they'd blow them right out of their own stadium, and they did that tonight.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Nice Insurance Agency, Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe, McDown Food and Family Center, Catholic Radio and Air Conditioning and Bad Axe, Signature Bank's offices throughout the Thumb area, More Motors of Carroll, and More Shoreline of Sebring, Ramsey Furniture, home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948, Michigan and High School Athletic Association, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Connections of Harbor Beach. Cellular phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor. This game broadcast was a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, as well as the Michigan High School Athletic Association. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or redistribution on the Internet, with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and MHSAA, is strictly prohibited. So back in the studio, pushing all the buttons for the last time for us tonight, Jason Scott, well wishes on him as he heads over to the west side of the state on his new venture. Doing the numbers tonight, Kylie Jamowski, as usual, doing an outstanding job, even stayed a little bit warm due to some hand warmers. And color commentary tonight, Dave Hansen, a true professional, licensed to prove it. I am Clark Ramsey, as part of WLIW Sports Broadcasting Team. I'm host and producer of tonight's broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's game. We'll be following Harbor Beach to the game next week, whether it is played on Friday or Saturday. We will let you know. And enjoy your weekend. So long from New Lothrop. Harbor Beach, 56, New Lothrop, 20.